Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the plunge protection team's in there pumping your tax money into select insider stocks right now. Market dropped 512 points yesterday, went up a little bit in early trading, then dropped over 200 points. It's since shot up 124 points since the close yesterday and is still rocketing upwards. We'll be looking at that and a host of other important news, but I want to go right back to your calls on this open line Friday. And up next is Ken in California, then Tanner, Dustry, Sheldon, Mike, and others. Welcome, Ken.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm YouTube's father of my five. We have a lot of videos that kind of parallel. You were talking earlier about the recession, and it kind of gets me wondering how much of our news is actually made in Hollywood. I'm sitting here right now, and I'm looking across the way here, and there is a casino being built, and not just a little casino. This is a really nice casino being built actively right now. And as I travel around the country trying to, you know, get ideas for videos and show things, these really expensive hotels, all the parking lots are full of cars. I mean, so I'm wondering about this recession a little, if you catch what I'm trying to.
Well, you know, if you've lost your job, it's a depression. But if your neighbor just got a raise, it's a boom time. So these are all done in averages. You know, environmentalists will go out and aim a camera at San Diego's at water and say, I don't see a great white shark. Their numbers are down. But then you can look at statistics where some areas their numbers are up. You know, economics is in averages. And if you look at the overall averages, the economy is in a depression for the last 3 years. And we've had many economists on to break that down. Many restaurants I like to go to are out of business. Prices are up. Inflation is increasing. Food stamps, you know, what was it, just 6-7 years ago, we had about 25 million on it. Now it's 45 million. And then there's another 5 million or so that are on supplemental. So it's almost 50 million. So those are all major numbers. But yes, there are people working for defense contractors and people working for government and people working for sectors of the economy that are good. But there's also people gambling who are in there running up credit cards or spending their sons and daughters' college fund on that. So just because a casino has its you know, parking lot full, yeah, I mean, there's probably 50 cars out there of young 20-year-old beauty queens who can't get a job or survive on a school teacher's salary or as an accountant or as a scientist. So she's in there doing, you know, sexual acts. And daddy's in there, 50-something years old, spending the kids' college funds at the casino. I mean, to say that you're seeing the economy look like it's doing great, I mean, I can take you down to a restaurant and show every area filled because it's popular. But then I can go show you, you know, the housing numbers or whatever. I mean, it's the economy isn't. It's kind of like this. We have more people today getting cancer than we did previously. That's not debated, or diabetes. Now I can go show you a triathlete in perfect shape with bronze skin and six pack stomach and say, I don't think diabetes is up in America. This guy looks great. But I can also take you to a bus stop where, you know, a third of the people I drive by and see have had their legs cut off because of it. So, again, you don't just, like, spot check things to then say, well, that's where the economy is. Does that answer your question, Ken?
Kind of. It's a little off, but I'm comparing what the news says compared to what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing casinos. I'm seeing something else that I'm seeing, well, besides the cancer and diabetes, I can go on and on about those, is the racial thing. As I'm traveling through California, I'm noticing a lot of churches that are talking about stop the black on black violence. But I don't understand why it has to be black on black violence. Why can't it just be stop the violence? You know, how did race get interjected into this?
I hear you. It's a great question, Ken. Let me comment on that when we come back. I appreciate your call. Then Tanner, Dustry, Sheldon, Mike, and others. We'll be right back. 800-259-9231.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. We are now 8 minutes into hour number two. We have Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, incredible economic analyst, joining us as he does every Friday with a little treat today, because I like to combo up our regular guest from time to time. In the second half of the interview, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury Department under Reagan, the father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor. He has pointed out that raising the debt ceiling, it, lowering it, it's all a distraction from the derivatives and the offshoring of jobs. And so we're going to get his economic outlook with both those men together coming up today. Very excited about that. I will continue with your calls, interspersed with little nuggets of news. And I just had a caller, if you just joined us, Ken in California. Then we're going to Tanner, Dusty, Sheldon, Mike, and others. And by the way, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I haven't covered the subject a lot that Ken mentioned, because I'm not shying away from it. I do have a problem. And that is when something's really, really complex, and I understand it, but it's hard to explain unless I spent 2 hours on it, kind of going into that public brainstorm mode where I just talk endlessly for a couple hours, and you've seen those shows happen, and then the show's over, and I've basically rattled on for a couple hours about something, hitting every different angle of it, because there's so many subjects like that. There are a lot of subjects that I need to learn the gift of just basically trying to simplify my view on it if somebody's asking my opinion. And so now I'll try to spend 2 or 3 minutes, because I want to go to your calls, on this subject. And that is black-on-white crime. And every time I do mention this, I get emails and stuff and calls from black folks saying, Alex, I thought, you know, you cared about us. Why are you saying that? That isn't true. Well, you know, I'm against 52% of black people being aborted. I don't like killing kids, okay? And at the end of the day, I don't dislike black people. But at the end of the day, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and had a lot of black friends I was on the football team with, but I also was racially attacked, I don't know, probably 10 times, probably more actually, by black folks. And hey, I actually appreciate it. I mean, those are some of the best experiences of my life now. Okay? I mean, that has made me who I am today, that I have been in absolute knockdown, drag out, you know, where I go to the hospital, they go to the hospital. That's valuable to me. My permanent black eyes are valuable. The broken leg I got in a fight's valuable. The time I got stabbed is valuable. All of it's very valuable. Because I'm not the toughest guy in the world, but I've been in some hellacious fights, and it's valuable to me. I don't hate black people just because I've been racially attacked over and over again. Okay, I've had Mexicans racially attack me. 4 Mexicans. 5 technically, but only 4 were pounding on me and calling me racial names while they did it. And then I tore up a couple of them real bad, and they got scared and really hurt me even worse. They thought they had a rhinoceros on them. Because the truth is, folks, I have no strength until I'm overwhelmed. And then it's clobbering time. And that's the way it is with anybody. That's why, as a species, we're not going to be able to stand up to tyranny until things get really bad. Okay? It's real simple. And I also got my teeth loosened and my nose broken by rednecks as well. Everybody's tribal. You know, you pull up to a bonfire at a lake, you don't know most of the people. They're tribal. Big old white guys come over wearing their Wranglers and their cowboy boots, and they're like, what are you doing here, Yankee? And they start a fight with you. And then later you learn you pulled in and there were some Klan people there. Oh, yes, that goes on in places like East Texas. Okay? So I've been attacked by the Klan. I've been attacked by black people. I've been attacked by Mexicans. And let me tell you who I've been attacked by. I've been attacked by tribalists. It didn't matter if they were white, if they were black, if they were Mexican. I have been attacked for being an outsider by whites, pulling in a pickup truck with a girl a little too good looking. And I was a little too good looking for him at that time. I know I'm not too good looking now. And I've experienced all that. So when I hear about black people in gangs beating and robbing whites all over the U.S., I see it in the news every day, and the media tries to not say it's racial, but then there's the facts. It's horrible. It's terrible. But then do I see a black person and hate them? No. Because most black people aren't like that. And most people wearing Stetson cowboy hats aren't in some little Klan gang or something. You know, and again, most Mexicans are not looking to beat the living. I mean, I went to the hospital, folks. You know, beat the living daylight and stomp me in from in. I mean, I've had concussions. You know, that I couldn't see for 2 days. Okay, yeah, well, I'm brain damaged. You better get it right. I've been hit upside the head with an axe handle. A lead pipe, the whole night, and I shouldn't even get into these stories. The point is, anybody who grew up in Dallas, folks, knows that's the culture up there. It is just absolute, you know, don't call the cops unless somebody's dead. I actually like Austin, where it's fighting isn't put up with. People start fights with me now, I say, yes, sir, mister, you're big and tough, unless my family's around, and then you better watch out. But, see, I said I'd spend 2 or 3 minutes on this. How do I describe what's going on? Black people feel entitled, on average, the type of groups that are attacking folks. They feel like they've been victimized. They feel like they're the only slaves that ever were in the history of the world. They don't know history just like everybody else, on average. And they're very full of themselves, the type that attack whites. They don't see it as racist when they grab people's purses and punch old ladies in the nose and stomp on, you know, somebody calling them white cracker. Okay, do you think a Klan person whenever they attack a black person feels like they're being evil? No, they think they're in the right, too. Do you think a La Raza person, you know, going out engaging in racial attacks on whites? We got video of that type stuff. Mecha type people. No, they're in a war against the, you know, the devil. So this is going to get worse. We're a tribal country. Football, Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy. I mean, that's tribalism that people that like Ford have a little image of the guy urinating on the Chevy symbol or vice versa. You've all seen it. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm not against tattoos. I'm not against guys with the shaved heads and the goatees, you know, that you see everywhere, black, white, Hispanic, trying to act tough. I'm scared of people that want to act tough. I'm scared of people that want to fight because they haven't been hurt bad enough yet. They haven't rolled around with somebody pushing a knife into them. Okay? They haven't been there. They haven't been in the big Dallas jails. They haven't had the jail guards try to rape them. They haven't lived yet. They want to be gangster and they don't know what it is. Okay? It's that simple. And so the culture sells that gangsterism and all this garbage is cool, and so the white kids do it, the black kids do it, you name it, they do it. And you get these welfare generation after generation of people in all over the country. Yes. Yes, it happens. I had black guys 3 years ago at the TSA make fun of me and call me names because I was white and get off on it and basically ask me if I wanted some trouble. I've told that story, and I just, you know what, I griped at him a little bit, but just got on through the line. Because the point is that I feel sorry for those type of people. Now, if they physically do something, you got to defend yourself. But I do not sit there when a racist black person is racist towards me and hate black people because of it. Okay? Any more than I see somebody wearing Wranglers and a cowboy hat, because I've probably been in... It's pretty embarrassing, actually, how many fights I've been in. I was probably in 10 or more fights with rednecks. And, I mean, I'm not bashing folks that are, you know, working the country. I'm from redneck stock myself, if you want to call it that. The point is that I'm not looking for trouble with people, okay? And it's very sad, and it's going to get worse, because through multiculturalism, they've actually created more tribalism. It's all about what color you are, what sexual preference, what you're into, what you do. It's not about what you do. It's about how you look and what group you're in. Okay, I'm in the free humanity group who wants prosperity and to be left alone and to have a decent life. Okay, that's the group I'm in. I'm into freedom. I'm into 1776. And no matter whether you're Mexican, black, Latin American, Chinese, I don't care. You're under eugenics, New World Order attack. And yes, it is dangerous and it's getting worse because the media all over the country, it's happening in Florida, Illinois, Wisconsin, Dallas, when blacks attack white people, the media will not call it out for what it is, and so the people doing it feel like it's okay. They feel like it's okay. They feel like that it's no big deal. And, you know, a lot of times the poor of the group, too, they'll tell you it's poor whites that end up being in the Klan most of the time. It's the same thing with blacks. Poor blacks end up being in these gangs. The prisons. Oh, that's the other big issue. What do you think the prisons are? The government segregates everybody according to race. They say because they have to, and they pretty much do, because that's just the way humans are. And then it gets worse and worse. The Aryan Nations, there's so few white people left in this country and in prison. The Aryan Nations now takes people who are black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, as long as their mother is white. They're like following Jewish law or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. I've got family in East Texas, folks. There aren't any jobs left who are jail guards. And they will tell you, they've turned the air conditioning off the last few years. People that lie and say prisons have got hot tubs and cable, isn't true. Isn't true. They've turned the air conditioning off. You know, I was just talking to my dad who talked to my cousin the other day. It's like 115 degrees in the prison he works at right now, and almost everybody's quitting. And it is just a hell pit of evil. We have the biggest prison population in the world. It's a college for this. And you send a white kid, a black kid, a Hispanic kid into prison, if they don't join the racial gangs, they're dead. So, why are the blacks running around? Because most of these blacks doing this have been in juvenile hall or prison. And that's what they know. That's why they're doing this. Does that make them any less dangerous? No. They're dangerous as you know what. And this country's going to fall apart. It's been done by design. Your call's coming up. You want me to answer it? There it is.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Gang stuff, I don't dislike the average police officer individually any more than I dislike a black person, because there are racist black people that think it's their right to beat up white people because they're white, or vice versa. But I saw this case a few weeks ago, and we've shown the photo. We ought to dig it up. I was going to cover it again yesterday, where the homeless guy hadn't done anything wrong, and the witnesses all saw it, and they beat him for like 5 minutes and were doing knee drops on his head and tasered him 6 times and then he died a day later. I mean, just a completely bloody mess. And now police inside have leaked the fact that the police control system zoomed in on the street cam that's right above it that they won't release as entertainment while they were beating their gun butts into his head and blood was just splattering everywhere. That's a gang attack. I mean, look, you go around the wrong people, the wrong culture, they want to fight you. And they're cowards, and they want to do it when they got you outnumbered 5-1. Whether it was rednecks, or whether it was illegal aliens, or whether it was black racist, or whether it's cops, it's the same thing. Now, does that mean all the cops are like that, or all the white people are like that, or all the... No. No. But we do need to speak out against it. You know, my gosh, if a couple of white guys beat a gay guy up to death, it is like the end of the world. And it's wrong that that happens. It's like the end of the world and cause celeb because it's a protected group. You remember the case out in East Texas where they drugged the black guy to death, the two Aryan Nations people? By the way, they were given the death penalty. And the government tried to pass using that hate speech laws to restrict free speech. Remember that? And then, of course, it did not get reported that, well, it got reported, but not nationally, that that guy was the leader of the rival gang at the prison they'd been at for years. So really, it wasn't even, it was racial, but not in the classic racial. It was gang on gang. And then it turned out, a year after that, some black gangbangers pulled over a homeless white guy walking down the road who had never been in prison with them. And to get back Whitey, they drug him to death. And the media didn't even cover it. It was in the Associated Press, and that was it. Just a little blurb. Now, again, what's worse, dragging a hobo you don't even know or dragging a rival gang person you're in a fight with to death? I think it's all as bad, but in jurisprudence, the fact that they knew him and had been in gang wars with his same gang, I mean, what do you expect to come out of these prisons? So it's terrible, but this is what we're creating. This is what America's becoming. That's what they're filling the military now with. I mean, they've even had CNBC specials where entire units are certain gangs and get in fights with each other over in Iraq. You got this black gang fighting this Hispanic gang, and this Hispanic gang fighting them, and this gang killing that gang. That's, humans are tribal. We are gang-oriented. And we better get a hold of this gang mentality. You know, I'm part of a gang. I believe in property rights, the right to defend yourself, the right to due process, the right to national sovereignty, the right to not have foreign banks come in here and take us over and rule us. See, I'm part of the 1776 gang. And I don't care what color you are. I want to know what's in your heart, what's in your mind. I want to know if you burn for liberty and freedom or if you are one of the chumps that wants to be part of one of these gangs. You're part of a police motorcycle gang or you're part of a general motorcycle gang. Look, I don't care as long as the gang you're in has values that are congruent with historical common sense and reality. In fact, gangs can be a good thing. What do you think the Tea Party is? It's why it scares the system so much. It's why they sent the Republicans in to take it over. But they haven't been totally successful. And so they're now coming out saying this gang is going to blow stuff up so they can use the military against that gang. So, yeah, I get gangs. I understand gangs. And you know, here are the reports, and we'll come back and go to your calls. See, I asked a question, and I've spent 2 segments on it. Scarrett State Fair. This is out of NBC TMJ4. Witnesses described mobs, some people claim racially charged attacks. There's been video after video at the same fair, and you've all seen these. I mean, Drudge has got them up almost every day, whole sections where there's, it's like, here's another one. Mob of hundreds of black youths beat white people in racial attack. Police from three jurisdictions, West Ellis, Milwaukee, and Wisconsin, State Fair police spent Friday night piecing together a series of incidents late Thursday night at the Wisconsin State Fair, in which groups of youths rampaged through the midway and outside the fairgrounds after closing. And it goes through the attacks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
We're going to raise this news with Bob Chapman when he comes in at the start of the next hour. Italian prosecutors probing ratings agency Moody's and S&P after consumer groups complain they raided the offices. Now, Tarpley told us about this, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. And I don't know if this is new, because even though this is in a whole bunch of mainstream newspapers, they don't really give details. But obviously they're asking, why is Moody's and S&P downgrading Italy but not downgrading the U.S. when, according to a lot of metrics, the U.S. is in worse financial shape than Europe? So we're going to be going over that. Obviously the big news, Russian envoy to NATO says NATO is planning attacks on Syria and Iran because they're trying to get Russia to go along with it. And what did Mark Faber said? He said, this imploding economy, they're going to launch a new war. Yeah, no kidding. They've got our troops deployed over there ready for it. And they're not going to probably have to stage terror attacks if they attack Iran. Iran's going to strike back. And they're going to use that to take our liberties. And then they'll probably stage something and claim Tea Party people were involved with Iran. That'll be the staged event. You can see all the preconditioning. I'm telling you, we're in grave danger. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Really, Robbie, where is the danger coming from? The District of Criminals. Doctor, what was the name of the family? Doctor whatever. I forget the name of the family. I've only seen that show like once. Since I mentioned this, I thought I'd show it to you, and then we'll go to your calls. Arctic tipping point may not be reached. And it's BBC News. Scientists say current concerns over tipping point and the disappearance of ice, sea ice, may have been misplaced. Danish researchers analyzed ancient pieces of driftwood in North Greenland, which they say is an accurate way to measure the extent of ancient ice flows. Yeah, this is the stuff buried in swamp bogs and the rest of it. They can carbon date it. Writing in the Journal of Science, the team found that evidence that ice levels were about 50% lower 5,000 years ago than they are today. Now, let's just stop there. This is all 50-plus-year-old news. I mean, this has been duplicated that I know of hundreds of times, which probably means it's thousands. I don't know how many times. That they've done the peat bogs, they've done the ice cores, they've done the driftwood, they've done all sorts of extractions, they've dug up Ice Age man, 10,000-plus years, Bronze Age, 9,000, Hibernian Maxim, they know. Oh, by the way, I forgot to cover that. They found thousands of miles of tunnels from Turkey to England, even under the English Channel. Will you print me that? It's incredible. Man-made tunnels all over Europe. We have no idea about our real history. I'm just going to leave it at that. The discoveries, they found, what, 17 new pyramids hidden under the desert in Egypt? I mean, we don't know what's going on. Just because they tell you what history is, we don't know. And people say, well, then it's this. No, I don't know. People ask me, and my answer is, I don't know. I don't know. You know that song? All I know is you've got to believe in foolish miracles. It's not how you, side issue. I'm now digressing here. I said I'd go to your calls, didn't I? Arctic tipping point. So you've got that piece of news here. They've always known this. They've always known this stuff in modern history. They've understood it. Okay? Yeah, there it is. Experts baffled by mysterious underground chambers. No, this is Daily Mail. That's their Spiegel. The Daily Mail's got the huge photos and all the super powerful stuff in it. Thank you, though. Great job. You guys are getting better and better at finding this stuff faster than I can. Okay. Can I just make a coherent point here? Why do I say this isn't new news? Well, they've got the ice cores. They've had the peat bog data. They know also from the flows of the glacial rock deposits, the alluvial deposits. They know what's going on. And they know from the text that have been found what's been happening. But I go back to this. Why suddenly are you hearing them go, actually, the sun's controlling the temperature of the earth. Actually, cosmic radiation's forming the clouds. Actually, carbon dioxide goes up after the heat goes up. They knew that decades ago in all the major ice core studies. And people exposed Al Gore, 3 years ago and pulled it out of the British schools, his video, when he put the carbon dioxide first and temperature rise after. He just flipped the graphs. I mean, very simple scam. Why wouldn't anybody report this? Because you would be beat over the head if you did. But now legions of scientists are coming out with their findings that were already available. It's just now they've imploded. 69% Rasmussen poll say it's a fraud. They're being lied to. That's what's happening. And I see these reports all the time now because polar bear numbers have doubled the last 10 years. They're up fivefold since the 1950s. You can pull those numbers up. James Delling poll in the Telegraph corrected me last week. I said, well, there's a double fold in the last 50. He goes, no, that's the last 10 years. It's five times. And I went and looked it up. Oh, wow. So again, worse than I said, worse than I was saying. And by worse is these things are overrunning everywhere. Polar bear kills British boy in Arctic. And see, humans would always hunt polar bears so that they knew who was boss and would not come into town and start eating our kids. But now you don't hunt pumas, you don't hunt wolves, you don't hunt grizzlies. And we heard about a grizzly killing somebody last week. It's dinner time. Oh, these people run from us? These people don't hunt us? Well, we eat them then. And they love getting your head and crunching the top off and slurping those brains out. Polar bear kills British boy in Arctic. A polar bear has mauled a 17-year-old British boy to death in the Arctic and injured four other UK tourists. Oh, were you trying to keep him from drowning there? Friendly bear there? When a grizzly sees a polar bear, runs the other direction. And Horatio Chappell was one of 13. That's so sad. Mainly ages 16 and 23 on British school exploring society trip near the glacier of the Norwegian island of Svalbard. Time to kill them. Time to kill some polar bears. And you notice last time I checked, they may have killed it now. They decided not to kill the grizzly that attacked and killed the man and tried to kill the woman. Okay, well, they're going to start eating us. I mean, if you don't act like a predator, you become prey. You look like a can of pork and beans on the shelf to one of these things. Okay, let me check the stocks, and then I'll go to your calls here. I haven't even gotten any of the news yet here today. I feel great, but TJIF, it's Friday, as they like to say. Give you some of the financial numbers before we go, and then I'm going to hurry through your calls. I sure hope the stock market's going up. Oh, it is. It's up 64 points. So the plunge protection team took it up from 200 minus to 64 points above yesterday's close and is keeping it right there in the inside ball, rigged game. But, hey, we're all connected to it, so I don't want it to go down. These idiots send me emails and go, I hope it all implodes. I don't care if the stock market dies. I don't have any money in the stock market. The companies most of us work for. Ted isn't a public company, and I'm not involved in his company, so I have my own company. But most people, and most companies I do business with, are publicly traded. And that's where they get a lot of their money and fund new operations. And so, the stock market tanks, we're in deep trouble. But they're devaluing the dollar, which increases prices. They destroyed our industrial base. And all we've got is that stupid stock market left. The stock market should be a small part of our overall economy, but now it's everything. So they can hold us hostage with that stinking thing. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Tanner in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Thanks for holding.
Hey, yeah, Tanner again from Texas. I'm pretty sure you remember me the other day talking about how they set the video from Bloomberg private on the $3.3 trillion in backdoor bailouts.
Yes, but you can find those news articles.
You can. Anyway, look, I got it set back public, but my point is this, and I'm not going to try to draw these conclusions myself, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. I have proven in my YouTube channel where I uploaded these videos, and that's Let's Talk Politics, no apostrophe, and instead of CS, it's an X. And for anybody who questions what I'm saying here, please go and see for yourself.
No, there is YouTube censorship. Yes, sir, please.
Okay, look, on the 11th, I set an email where you could legibly read this report. You could see that it was being censored because I favorited the video, so therefore you could see
it. I understand. We've this is our second time talking about it. What's going on with it?
Okay, on the 11th is when I sent out the email. I proved that in my channel. That was the exact same day the view count issues began having problems on YouTube. And they ended on the 8th, which was ending the two-day window gap that it could have possibly ended up in the most viewed videos of the day, so therefore make it go more viral, which I uploaded on
You're thinking YouTube.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Well, sir, they would have just deleted it for copyright infringement, but I hear you. And I appreciate your call. Do you have any comments about all the stuff that's happening?
No. Oh, on the are you talking about the gangster culture and stuff like that?
Yes, Tanner.
Well, let me tell you like this. Liberty is the only term in the Declaration of Independence that has an objective definition, and that definition is without restraint. And we are a republic, which means we're bound to that document. Therefore, nobody has the actual authority to enforce your sobriety. Therefore, the fact that it's increased drug use, increased homicide. I mean, we got a million people in privately owned prisons, over a million people in privately owned prisons for the war on drugs. And it's created this whole culture of gang activity and corruption.
I mean, it has. I know. I'm so sick of people trying to dress like gangsters just everywhere, every race, every color, every religion. And it's so pathetic and they're so wimpy. And it's just the dirtiest thing you can imagine. And it's all been designed. I mean, these are colleges of corruption. Tanner, I appreciate your call. By the way, I have a Fox Business article talking about Media Matters. And there are petitions that have been entered in to have them investigated for their tax-free exemption. They're not supposed to be involved in politics, but they brag that they take their orders from the White House and, quote, want to criminally infiltrate news organizations from within and destroy them. So just another disgusting example of what's going on out there. Okay, let's continue with calls. Dustery in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I'm bringing the Republic back to Michigan, and I'm bringing in a common law system to weed out the admiralty laws. And I'm looking for anybody and everybody in Michigan in every county who wants to help by bringing in common law courts. I've got MichiganCommonLaw.com, and I've got documents up there to get rid of your artificial person. And by doing this, it helps cut the funding to Congress because you're no longer susceptible to their laws.
You know, I've seen a lot of this out there, and I haven't looked at your information, but a lot of it is really patriot mythology. And because the system's totally criminal. I mean, they don't care if it's illegal for the TSA to grab your genitals. They do it. They don't care if it's illegal for the president to launch a war in Libya. They do it. They don't care if it's illegal for the CIA to ship in cocaine to the U.S. Just got caught running major drug cartel, El Paso Times, federal court documents. They just do it. And I've seen people that break away, stop paying all the taxes. And a lot of times you just get left alone because the government's all bluff, just like the illegal aliens. You know, I mean, just say, change your name to an illegal alien's name, and suddenly the cops will leave you alone. You'll be God. No driver's license needed. No taxes. If you do get arrested, just say you don't speak English. They let you go. So I think some people have success with some of this patriot stuff, and then kind of get left alone because the system counts on us to comply with all their garbage. And it is admiralty. I've read that in federal court rulings. They are taking property without due process. The courts are taking it criminally. The banks are doing it. So I'm not saying you individually, and I appreciate your call, are wrong. I've been doing this 16 years, and I've been really awake for 18. And I've been through it a lot. And I see a lot of people, you know, file liens on the police or whatever, and it just ends up getting you sent to prison. Now, as for common law courts, our juries are supposed to be common law courts. Our grand juries are supposed to wear the pants and not be bossed around by the prosecutor. Juries are not supposed to be bossed around by the judge. They're supposed to instruct the judge and ask questions. So, again, it's all a culture of cowering the government that has to end. It's very complex. So I don't get into those areas a lot because in fact, I know there's remedies to the mortgage fraud, but I pretty much don't even have guests on about that because how can you 100% know they're going to do help people properly? You know what I mean? It's just I don't even like giving financial advice. So I say what I would do financially. You know, I mean, it's just really sticky stuff. I appreciate your call. Sheldon in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome.
All right. I woke up to you about 3 years ago, so I'm proud to say you're my brother, even though I'm a black man from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thanks for the shout-out today.
But well, God bless you as well, sir. Please continue. No, go.
I have three quick points to make. Why the public is intrigued with the death selling, that's treasonous. Why don't we talk about, or can you enlighten the public on something that we should be impeaching the president over, like the murder of Donald Young or his birth certificate, or why is he using a social security number from a white guy 100-some years old from Connecticut? That's my first point. And I'm a GCN listener. I listen to your coworker, Dr. Beagle. He speaks very highly of you and Ron Paul. I would like to see him on your show. But he had a subject regarding Sunvax vaccination, which is used to take the God gene out of a human being. I don't know if you ever heard of that or...
Well, I know governments admit they're trying to develop drugs that, quote, target the spirit part of the brain, you know, the part that is associated with lighting up under CAT scans during spiritual experiences. I know that they're coming up with a whole class of vaccines that aren't really vaccines. They're mutagenic biosystems that actually rewrite tissues in the body, including brain tissue. A lot of those are the things that, quote, will cure cocaine or alcohol addiction because they actually go and change the brain And so think of the mind control and cultural takeover aspects of that. But no, specifically, what's the name of this vaccine?
Funvax, F-U-N-V-A-X.
Did you say Funvax?
No, Fun, F-U, as in having fun.
Okay, got it, Funvax.
Right, and the White House just released a report maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't know if you heard of Dr. Deagle.
Of course I have.
Yes, he's, man, he's a great guy. He speaks very highly of you and Ron Paul. So I would like to see him on your show one time. It's just a suggestion. And my last point is I want to touch the gangster part of mentality.
Sure.
I've been listening to your show for quite some time, and I had to admit that I fell in love with your show. I try to get my friends to listen to your show. Some are on board, some are not. So my question is to you, how do I get the black people out of the Democratic state of mind to vote for Ron Paul? They say that there's no challenger to President Bush. They have Romney and Perry, who are illegal immigrants. I believe those guys are Mexican, especially Romney, who's an inbred.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts are coming back. I actually don't have time to go back to the last caller because I've just got to get to some of these other people. In fact, who's up next here, John? All right, I want to get to Mike, Mark, Pauline, Alan, at least before Bob Chapman joins us, and then Dr. Roberts to get into the economy in the last 30 minutes with both gentlemen riding shotgun with us. But to answer the last caller's question, I guess it was Sheldon in Wisconsin, he was bringing up, gang stuff and people fighting, in racial gangs. And then he was also asking, how do you reach out to black folks? You know what? I don't worry about it. I don't try to target young people or black people or old people or rich people or poor people. I just cover the facts, and that's the way it is. And I don't care what people think about me. And I never did that to just be confident. And I never did that to try to garner support, but I found that it actually did have that effect. So you've just got to be confident. But a lot of people don't see themselves as leaders. They don't see themselves as being involved in society. They just are kind of passive and go work and get a paycheck and then think about what they want to do that's fun and what TV shows they want to watch. They don't see themselves as part of the world, but mainly just folks that dress up. I mean, that's what all this fronting is about. The yuppies do it. Everybody does it with their bling. I mean, if I wanted a fancy car, it would be because it drove fast and was reliable, but then I wouldn't have a really fancy car because I don't want folks looking at it and wanting it, and I don't want to make people feel bad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want bling, but other people, they do want bling. And that's across the board. It's because it's about the bling. It's not about the person. I mean, I'm just marveling. Yesterday, ants got in my car somehow. I went out to the car right at sunset, and there were ants. And I just thought they were so neat, little bitty sugar ants of some type I've never seen with long antennas running around in my car. I thought they were just so cool. I mean, I'm not into diamond necklaces and stuff. I'm sorry. I mean, in the moon, you know, was up, and I was looking at it, and it was just, even though it was like 108 degrees outside, I was like, this is really cool. It's like the earth is burning up. Al Gore's right. I mean, there's just so much interesting stuff. Everything's interesting. I've had a migraine headache before, and it was so painful. I'm like, this is actually kind of interesting. But I guess I'm crazy. You know, I'm different. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
No, I've been wanting to tell you about this forever. There are a myriad of things I could talk to you about, but, you know, in two books, in two passages in the Bible, book in Joshua and 2 Samuel, they talk about Jasher, and Jasher talks about half men, half bears, and it's Jasher 32.
Yeah, the
like
Bible
that.
Is full of chimeras and big floating spaceships and guys with blue helmets on, making them take things that make them hallucinate and splicing men with animals. The entire Old Testament has got more green men running around in it than Coast to Coast AM.
501c3 churches will never tell you about it. That's why we have to infiltrate it, the real Christians.
Well, look, I just don't even go there because I mean, I can't get people to understand the sun is what mainly heats the earth. I mean, they think that's a conspiracy theory. Well, it was a majority. Now the majority know it's true. I know it's extreme. The sun eats the earth. But trying to get into the fact that this is a Jewish history of what they really believe was going on, and it sounds like War of the Worlds or something. I mean, if folks hadn't read Ezekiel and all that stuff, it's definitely like a Kurt Vonnegut science fiction book.
Register with Ron Paul, and time is now.
Absolutely, Mike. You're awesome. Hey, send me some more of those passages from the Bible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with hour number three. Mark, Paula, Alan, we'll get to all of you. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.